Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Tough week for Doug. Welcome in on a Thursday. We're happy to be with you. I can't promise you sunshine or quality weather, but we'll try to give you 4 hours of good entertainment. And we have to begin with something. I went down one of my rabbit holes, and I'm guilty, and I know I'm probably on the verge of being Jeff Rieger in this regard. No, I'm not balding, and no, my voice hasn't changed. But I may offer you an oversell on something. But I was perusing the hockey world last night, and just I'm frustrated because I so desperately would like the Red Wings to be relevant and interesting and moreover exciting. So I ended up watching, and I don't know if this is like a food stamps version of American television. Kenny, what is FanDuel Overtime? Is that a Canadian program?
This is the first time I've ever heard of that.
All right.
So but everything's branded by a sports book now.
Well, again, it was on YouTube.
Right.
Because I wanted to just, what's the latest on Mitch Marner? I'm fascinated with the Marner thing. And they had Darren Dreger on, who is a, you know, I don't want to get into the hockey snobs ranking of insiders, but he's one of the Schefter Rappaports of the ice hockey world. So the hosts, and I don't know if it's a Toronto-based show, but they asked Darren Dreger, so, what's up with Mitch Marner? And after the soft toss, 2 minutes of, well, you know, high-quality player, and everyone will be asking, the Red Wings came up. And, I mean, if Darren Dreger could have pulled his pants down and dropped a grumpy in the face of the camera, he would have. He just was like, yeah, no. Basically, you know, Mitch Marner, Vegas, Mitch Marner, L.A. And it irked me. You like to hearken?
This is me irking.
I'm irked. I'm really effing irked. Because, and I'm so happy Kenny's with us today again. Allow me to irk for a minute.
Go for it.
Guys, here is my question. Because here's what I feel. I feel like the Red Wings don't matter anymore. I feel like our original six status means zero. Our beautiful building means zero. And maybe most concerning, our superstar, superhero, Marvel character, GM of hockey ops means Ugats. And my question to Kenny Cott is going to be, what do we have to do to... What do we have to do? Like,
can I hear that one more time, please? Make the winged wheel great
again. So it's this idea. We don't even get to dream about Marner. That the acknowledgement is the Wings are interested. But essentially, he ain't. So look, a lot of things can change. Maybe if the Wings came to the table with 13.25, all of a sudden you have attention.
Yeah.
But I need to ask the question to the hockey elite, so I can't, you know, burp, burp, Matterhorn, bat signals up. We need to involve Kenny because, Rico, I'll ask you, David, you could ask your post.
Because I got something about it. I'm not the hockey elite, but I still haven't gotten over the fact when you hit me with the whole, well, they've been on a playoff drought longer than the Dead Wings.
Yeah, giving away cars at the Olympics.
Right, and that stopped me just dead in my tracks. Yeah. I had to go back and do some math, and I'm, oh my God, he's right. You can't be bad. If you're this bad, you got to do one, two, three. You got to overpay or you got to have a future in order to attract free agents, in order to get people who want to come here. You're doing neither. You don't want to give out term. You're not paying a ton of money and you're not winning. If you're winning, people will go anywhere if you're winning.
But think about the idea. You know, he went on this soliloquy on this Overdrive program of how only thing Vegas cares about is the Stanley Cup, how they're the most creative organization and also the most cutthroat. How if you go there and you don't perform, they will kill you. And they're basically, and he's making this case for a team that's already far superior to the Wings, already is, you know, won a Stanley Cup, gone to multiple finals. And here they're going to be in the mix for Marner through creativity. And we're sitting here asking. So this idea of, and again, it's one man's opinion that Marner's not interested. I want to ask Kenny is, what is the point of Steve Yzerman then, 7 years into this? Because he couldn't get Stamkos here last year. He can't recruit. He's like Jonathan Smith. Can't recruit. Can't get anybody here. That's my one. You leave me alone.
So let's say, oh, 7 minutes.
Okay. We're good. Can't recruit people. Can't make quality trades. Pro scouting is horse poop. What is the point of Yzerman then if we are now just this complete also-ran? And Kenny, I'm not telling you it's the perfect idea. I'm not. It was the idea that the Wings have become the poo-poo platter on the Chinese food menu. No one orders the poo-poo platter. Everyone serves one. I don't even know what's in a poo-poo platter. You order the almond chicken. You order the General Tso's. Maybe some sesame chicken. Salt and pepper squid. I don't know. Beef and broccoli. But no one orders the poo-poo platter. The Wings are the poo-poo platter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
And we make the joke, and I know that eventually it will be made. That too. And we make the joke about Steve, that's what the money's for. That's not just a funny bit for me. That's not what I'm trying to make jokes here.
No.
I mean, but that's what literally the money is for. What's the point? And by the way, I know you don't care about this and people outside of the hockey world don't know or care about this, but being an original six team, it still matters.
Players, but it doesn't for us.
That's exactly, and that's part of the problem is that you have that advantage, and it does count, is counteracted by like, oh, Florida with the state tax, and you have Vegas, sure, and you have Dallas, and you have all that. That has worked directly for them. That's why Florida attracts big-time free agents.
But they're also circumventing the cap with the long-term IR thing.
The LTIR thing, yeah, that's a big nerdy thing that they do pretty much every year. But
not trying to lose listeners.
That's what good teams do, though, is things like that. They can attract and they can scout the right guys. And I'm worried. I saw a list on The Athletic of a bunch of people that they could be picking up, and it was like a list of good forwards. And then below that, it was like depth forwards that they could add. And I'm like, we're going to be looking at that list for a while because the JT Compherds, the Andrew Copps of the world, that's what we're going to be. I had this gross feeling, just like I had with Scott Harris. Granted, it's working, that he would do. And by the way, Scott tried. He tried to get Bregman. I have a feeling Steve's going to give us the poo-poo platter again this offseason.
Yeah, Kenny, because I got to think that if you're a good player, why would you want to go to a team like here when you could go to Florida, you can go to Vegas, and know we possibly can win a cup. If I join them, I could be that piece to help them.
Nice building.
Again.
Original six, tons of money, Steve Yzerman. There would be my reasons. I'm not telling you they're better. I'm telling you those are supposed to be the reasons. And the problem is I no longer get to say that Steve Yzerman can recruit anyone here.
Right, because Mike, if that's you, you would sit there, and if I'm your agent, okay, are you really going to help this team win?
Probably not.
I would. Or they're not going to pay you a ton of money. So,
well, no. The money thing, listen, the money thing, no. Listen to me. You can't do that with a player like Marner. You can't. And certain guys like Austin Matthews didn't require 8 years.
Right.
Marner's going to want eight. And it's going to be probably north of 12.
Right.
Stop me if I'm wrong.
No. But
the value
I'm
that I've seen was, just for clarification, the value that I've seen was at least 7 years, probably eight, and at least 12.5-ish per year.
Right. And no, my only point to Rico was you don't get to F with a guy like Marner. Now, you're saying he just won't hand out money.
Right. No, I'm saying, but when you're bad, sometimes you have to overpay. It's what the Lions used to do. I know you can make this here, but in order to come here, what if we give you a little cherry on top? You're not going to get that here either.
What do we need to do to what do we have to do?
I think it starts with adding a top six forward and a top.
But you're hearing now that a guy like Marner, and again, off this overtime show, Canadian hockey show, you know, they said that Marner might be the best free agent available since John Tavares in 2019. I leave that to the hockey geeks. The point I'm making is, the Wings don't even get a seat at the table. Steve Yzerman was supposed to matter. You were supposed to have a seat at the table because Stevie Y, the GM of Team Canada, the architect of Tampa Bay, the whole bold move. It feels like, seems like, sounds like it means nothing. We may as well be the New York Islanders, who no one wants to play for.
It makes you wonder, even if, okay, we don't land Marner, there's 31 other teams that would love to have Marner on the roster. They have maybe more resources, maybe a better location to do it. That makes you wonder, though, all right, take Marner out of the conversation. That's your dream boat. That's your fantasy land island guy, right? What about the second tier guy? What about a guy like Sam Bennett? He'd be great on this team. He adds everything that this team needs is a Sam Bennett type. And
so what
are we a desirable place for a guy like
that? Listeners to ask themselves the question of how far have we fallen? I mean, basically it sounds like, and again, if you roll in and his agent is like the Scott Boras of hockey, he walks all of his people to free agency. I told you, I went down a rabbit hole last night. The point is, if you came in at 8 at 104, which would be 8 years, $13 million per, you probably get a seat at the table. But to Rico's point, Yzerman just doesn't do things like that. Second of all, he couldn't recruit Stamkos here. So, like, why the hell do any of us care anymore at this point? What do we got to do to make the Winged Wheel great again? What do we have to do to regain our pride and our standing in this league? Yes, winning helps. But the idea is that Steve Yzerman was supposed to help with that, that the building would help. For years, I had to listen, well, you know, we have the Joe. Well, you know, everyone's scouting Sweden now. We don't have Håkan and Anderson anymore. Like, that's what the money's for, Steve. And I know I'm triggered by some ridiculous Darren Dreger interview that I watched, guilty as charged. And I'm like, really? I don't even get to dream?
No, because what it did was it gave you kind of a reality check that you weren't ready for. Like, what do you mean I'm not good enough? Because that's really what it came down to. You're not good enough. You're not going to be able to attract somebody like that. He told you no.
That was the wrong drop, and I want to apologize. I went to move the screen, and I hit the board. Sorry.
I'm not hockey elite, so I'll stand down.
248-539-9797. Damn it, I want 10 phone calls on this. I need Red Wing Nation to talk to me. What do we got to do to get the winged wheel back in the conversation? What does Steve have to do? And if he's not capable of recruiting an A-list star, a 900-point star here, then why is he here?
Mm. Wow. I knew that was coming.
I don't know anymore. Thank you, Doug. Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.